You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Jamie Mackay, host of The Country. Hi, Jamie.
G'day, Heather. Great to be in the studio with you live.
What are you doing in Auckland?
Well, I was actually meant to be in Hawke's Bay today, but due to a very windy Wellington, and I know you know all about windy Wellington, we tried to land twice this morning, did two circles, and then the pilot hit the throttle button and I ended up in Auckland, couldn't get to Hawke's Bay, where we're running a promotion, the country team that is, at a place called Puketapu, which has been really badly affected by the flooding. So we took the Emerson's. I know you're aware of the craft beer brewery in Dunedin, Emerson's, the tiny pub. We hijacked it. It was coming from Whangamatar down to the Cape Town for the Phoenix's final game of the year. And we thought, why not hijack it, take it to these farmers and rural folk in Puketapu.
No, but what are you hijacking? An Emerson's what?
A tiny pub. It's a little pub they tow behind a truck. And it's a dinky little pub. It's retro. It's brilliant. It's like a wee house on a trailer. And it's got four taps in there. And they pour four different types of beer.
Yeah.
So we commandeered that. And then we talked to our friends at Silver Fern Farms, who put on a barbecue for all the farmers and rural folks. So that all happened today while I was stuck in Auckland. And still stuck in Auckland.
And are you hating this?
I've got FOMO big time. Because I know you're a carnivore like myself, Heather. When those Silver Fern Farms, they do those lamb racks, and they're like meat lollipops.
Yes.
They're just so good, and they're mint crusted, and they are to die for. So they had that, four different types of beer, a cider from an outfit called Zephyr that got really badly affected in Hawke's Bay because of the flooding. And we had, my off-sider Rowena Duncan managed to get there. She got there last night. She hosted it, and they had 150 of the local community there. They gathered round, they had a couple of pints, some beautiful Silver Fern Farms meat, and they forgot their troubles for a moment.
What is Roe reporting in terms of, and also what are you picking up in terms of the sentiment on the ground from the rural community there?
She made an interesting comment, and the comment was that everyone she spoke to said there was someone worse off than them.
Mm.
And even though the people we talked to there today, one girl was talking about their business being completely washed away. She started crying on air. I almost shed a tear here in Auckland listening to it. So, you know, their lives have been devastated. But they're looking on the bright side and saying people are worse off than us. But some of those farms, we talked to some farmers today, 2 to 3 years just to fix the farm tracks and the fencing to get back to where they started from. Some of those farms and orchards, perhaps on Esk Valley for instance, may never ever be repatriated to what they were. You know, livelihoods have gone in the space of
why can't they be repatriated? Why not?
Well, because effectively there's like 2 metres of silt in the Esk Valley. To move that is a Herculean sort of task. But people and trees probably don't want to be in there again, because as sure as night follows day, there'll be another Gabrielle coming along, and it's just too dangerous to be in places like that, especially for people. They may plant trees in there, I don't know, but you'd be taking a huge risk.
That's a fair point to make. Jamie, it's good to have you. Thank you so much. Jamie Mackay, host of The Country, stuck in Auckland.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.